I guess I feel kind of strange when I was first asked to sit on this, because I think I represent kind of like the secret fam, secret slam history of like trying to become national or something, or some national dreams. But just clarify, you know, my name's Terry. I grew up in Boston, so a lot of my story comes out of Boston. I went to Roxbury Community College. Try to be succinct, get the points. Roxbury Community College in Boston, one is one of the only Northeast historically black college that's recognized as such. Its history comes out of the late 70s gentrification that's happened in Boston. Actually, the same story happened in many cities where they built a highway through a black neighborhood and, like, you know, that divide, like, the richer white neighborhood and the poorer black neighborhood. They demolished this neighborhood in Boston that was a black neighborhood and was going to build a highway. And then this whole community coalition came out, and like these grandmothers came out first and like sat in front of the tractors and blocked it. And then the Boston Panthers came out, and whole coalition came out. They stopped the project. But then it was like this area was already destroyed, so there was a question of what to do with it. And some community leaders, I think Mel King in particular, he was the first black man that ran for mayor in Boston, 1983, almost won. He's kind of like Boston's version of Martin Luther King. I think he's one of the people that came forth and proposed, like, you know, let's build a college for the black community, Roxbury. Roxbury, just for people who know, is like the famous black neighborhood in Boston, where you read Malcolm X, that's where he grew up in. So Roxbury Community College is a two-year college, mostly a lot of part-time students, older and also younger folks. Me growing up in Boston, the joke about Roxbury Community College was that it was the 13th grade. You know, like, it didn't have that much respect. So, you know, that just gives you a context. And from the beginning of the college, there always been the different administrations that was appointed there. There was always corruption going on. So you have this, like, kind of local black bourgeoisie that uses it to just take money out of college to do whatever with. Boston has a high number of like nonprofits and youth organizations. And I came out of a youth organization called United Youth of Boston. My mentor at the time, Alexander Lynn, he ran the organization. He really had like youth self-governing organizations. So like 17 and under youth making major decisions and stuff. But also had like radical positions. So he would like, we'd be reading Lenin and things like that. Also like learn about community organizing at 17, 18. And one of the things I remember him instilling in us was like, you know, he always had this quote from Lenin that, like, you know, you gotta, it's among the poorest of the strata of the proletariat you will find, like, the most resistance, you know? So I was like, yeah, that's right, like, that's where you always gotta go. So when I was gonna go to college, I went down south for, like, a semester or so, came back to Boston, and a friend of mine, Kai, when we got out of high school and we ended United Youth of Boston ended, we created an organization he went to UMass Boston, which is also a community college, but it's also much more known and is a larger student population. It has like a radical kind of like labor history department, and it's a lot of radical black professors and things. He went there, and we started an organization called SOUL, Students Organized for Unity and Liberation, and this is like 96. And you know, at the time when I came back to Boston and wanted to go to college, like, you know, I think people, everyone would say, like, you can't organize Roxbury Community College. It's two-year schools, community school. People aren't, it's just, like, people just try and work and thing. And for me, that was like, oh, no, that's where I need to go, right? And I was like, I'm going to create SOUL at RCC, Roxbury Community College, right? Because probably everyone's like, you can't do that there. So I went there, and I met a number of students who just had similar ideals, who were, like, really fascinated, right? Like, that, like, we're trying to bring back, like, the idea of the Black Panthers and stuff, right? And to understand, like, Boston, being different from New York, this thing, people in New York need to understand the privilege here. Right? It's like, so much of the radical history in New York is still so present, right? You still have these institutions, a lot of just radical organizations, even, like, you know, that are just around. None of that is in Boston. Not that we don't have radical history, but, like, there was no other, like, organization. So, even when I met my mentor in high school, like, I thought, like, I remember thinking, like, Angela Davis and other people were still alive, still around doing things. I thought they were all dead. And my thinking was, like, they must be dead because things are so fucked up now. They wouldn't still be alive and everything. I was like, everyone must be dead from that era. And, you know, and then, you know, eventually people come do speaking tours in Boston. You're like, they're still alive? You know, so That's the story going on. As we're at Roxbury Community College, you know, same thing happened. Administration that's kind of known as being corrupt. Students weren't allowed to get federal funding because the school administration at the time had did this fraud with federal funding where a lot of Russian immigrants would come to Boston at the time. And just to get more funding, the school was, like, enlisting them as full-time students where they just want to, like, the Russian immigrants want to just learn English. They were like, oh, just need to take an English class. So then they were like, oh, yeah, you're majoring in sociology. Right? And so the feds found this out, and then they was like, well, all Roxbury Community College students cannot get federal funding and some ban, right? So we get on campus, and when we was on campus, we started doing a lot of things. Like, we got involved with people may here know Brother Kazi. Foreign political prisoner. He was up in Boston. We got involved with him and some other people, and we would do like functions on like political prisoners in Boston, and like you know do a movie showing. So we helped do a movie showing of a Assad Shakur movie that's kind of like a biography of her. We would like you know we had like these radical things at camp. Like we was like we're radical. You know we're not just like these other organizations that's around. And you know like we would get like 10 people. Come out to events, right? But then there was these different events that happened that year where the student government, to unbeknownst to anybody, the student government was suspended. It was like illegal action by the president. And when this happened, different members of student government, what was good about us always putting on these events, so we helped like bring buses to like Mumia rallies and things like that. What was good about that was members of student government came to us and was like, oh, you need to help us do something. We was like, who are you? I never met you, right? And the thing was, like, we just got known as the activists on campus. So it was like, well, they know what to do, right? And so we held this rally, which the president came down. No one ever knew what the president looked like. We held this and this is like a four-building campus, right? Like, they give you, the campus is probably no more than a little bit, 1,000 students or something. We had a rally, and the president came down and spoke to the students. And a lot of things, this was like 98, we're going to 98. A lot of things, like we, the campus didn't have internet, right? And for us, like, you know, internet's still kind of new. We was kind of like, we was like, yeah, we don't have internet, you know, whatever. But we would meet other people. We started meeting friends at Harvard and other places. And they'd be like, oh, you know, just look on the internet. We was like, oh, we don't have internet at the library. And people look at us like, God, what's wrong up there? Right? And we're like, oh, this must be an important resource. And, you know, that was just really, I tell you, like, the class background we come from. We're like, oh, what? You okay. But also, like, the school, the library books have been updated. There's always different issues, and there's different grievances. So the president kind of quiets that down. Then near the end of the year, the student government, the president of the school, a friend of mine actually got his car towed, and it's funny, this came from this very personal thing. His car got towed, it was some mistake, we went to administration, and one of the administrators told us, like, well, if you just admit that you did something wrong, I'll help you out. And we was like, so you want him to lie or something? And he was like, yeah, and we just had this indignation where we was like, yo, they don't respect us as human beings, right? And it was kind of like this end of the year thing where we was like, yo, all these things they do, everybody knows the president's stealing money. No one does anything about this. Like, there's no updated books. Like, they just disrespect us on this level. And I remember just walking outside, and it was like, fuck that. We're going to take this building. Right? And it was like, yeah, and everyone was really hyped up. And we had a couple friends at Harvard who came down, like one or two. And then, like, a couple of folks who did, like, one other person who didn't go to school. But other than that, it was our coalition at school. And we planned this takeover of the administration building. So we made this like 18 demands. The morning of, we also had support from some radical teachers. We went into the classrooms early in the morning and made a presentation. Each classroom was like, duh, 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 we have all these demands. Will you come with us at noon? We're gonna confront the president. And so we got like about 200 students who walked out of class, you know, out of like a campus of 1,000 or so. And this was also during finals. This was like the day before finals, but students walked out. They was like, you know, tired, this, whatever. We went to administration. The president, you know, called us in this meeting where we fit about 80 students in this room. And then, like, she just kind of, like, you know, like, talked with us, and then kind of, like, just, like, you know, she kind of agreed, didn't sign anything. She leaves, and then we made a decision to take over the building. So, really quickly,
Can I ask you to summarize a little bit?
Yeah.
So we can do a round of questions.
So, based on we go into we take like end up taking a building. We won like 15 out of 18 demands. So, you know, that was something that we just had got known for. That's why I was coming to the ending. But what happened that year was for us for 98 was that's when we just kind of got known. And what they'll tell you, like, the beginning of, like, kind of what was happening during that era. There was some, like, the things going on that wasn't just in New York. But we ended up meeting, and then when we start making the connection, Slam folks was, we go to the founding of the Black Rock Congress. And I remember distinctly meeting Brett Solo, Kazembe, Orlando. And they walked up to us, and it was like, oh, what's up, where y'all from? It was like, Boston. And it was like, yo, did y'all take over a building? And then we was like, yeah, how you know about that? And it was like, oh, we from Slam, you know, da da da. Of course we heard about that. And we just started building with them. And then later we went to Critical Resistance, the founding Critical Resistance, and met many of the Slam women with leadership and John. And we always had this connection where we kept being like, yo, they're like our counterparts. Like, we feel like we know them or something. We got to meet them. And it really started this connection of just kind of nationally meeting folks who very similar, like, politics that we had. So I'll get into that later. Do it.